Wayne pressed the heel of his hand to his failing heart. A burst of adrenaline and fear raced through his veins. Not long now. On the surface, he was ready. Deep inside, he wished for more time. A chance to make things better. Time to see his sons married with families of their own. He'd have loved to be a grandfather to a sweet little girl or a rough-and-tumble boy. The front door slammed, as it always did when his boys arrived or left. Reminded him of them running in for food and out to have fun in their youth. Some things changed over time. Memories dimmed. And in the end, it was the simple things he remembered. The little things he loved. He relished the accomplishments, joys, the love he shared with the people who mattered most. He had regrets, if onlys, wishes unfulfilled that left a yearning in his gut. Dad, he'd had children late in life. Maybe if he'd started earlier, he wouldn't have been so indulgent, but more disciplined. Maybe then Simon and his brother Josh wouldn't be the spoiled, self-centered men they'd turned into. He'd wanted to give them everything, but he'd only ended up teaching them to expect everything without having to work for it.
In here.
Wayne grabbed his Stetson off his home office desk. He had a date with his favorite girl and didn't want to be late. At 72, with a bad ticker, he'd learned not to waste time. He set his favorite hat on his head and turned to greet his beloved, and yes, sometimes annoying and disappointing sons.
It's late. Where are you off to?
Simon stood in the doorway, his shoulder propped against the frame. Josh stood just in front of him, his mouth set in a grim line. Wayne sometimes thought that boy had been born with it.
Let me guess, your date with that waitress. The whole town laughs about it behind your back, you know.
Wayne didn't appreciate his son's disdainful eye roll.
I don't really care what anyone thinks, including either of you. What I do and why is none of your business. This ranch is our business. We need to talk.
Josh moved closer, his hands in his pockets. His relaxed posture didn't fool Wayne. The boy who liked to get his way turned into a man with a mind for manipulation.
This ranch belongs to me. You've taken little, if any, interest in this place since the day you were born.
Simon narrowed his gaze.
Yeah, well, things change. If you don't think we've seen the changes in you.
Wayne nodded his head, understanding dawning.
You wanted to talk about your impending inheritance.
Simon's sharp gaze softened.
What did the doctor say, Dad? Nothing I didn't know already. Don't worry. My affairs are in order. The funeral arrangements have been made. The ranch will continue to run without me here to oversee everything. We'll take over when you're gone, Josh stated, like it was a given fact.
Wayne tilted his head.
Not necessary. You've got your own lives. I've found someone to take my place. Someone who understands how to preserve the land, treat the animals right, and who will appreciate all I've built here.
Simon pushed off the doorframe and stood at his full height, taking a step closer, his eyes narrowed with concern.
Are you saying you didn't leave the ranch to me and Josh?
Wayne shrugged one shoulder.
What do you want with the working ranch? You both made it clear you have no interest in the cattle, horses, or farming I do here. You aren't leaving this place to us at all?
Josh swore under his breath and shot an angry glance at Simon.
I've taken care of you. You'll have what you need to get by and do something with your lives.
Get by?
Simon scoffed.
What does that mean?
Wayne held up his hands and let them fall and slap his thighs.
You're 35, not 13.
He shook his head.
You don't need me to provide every little thing for you. What I've built, I want to see continue, not stripped apart and destroyed. I've made sure it will stand long after I'm gone. Everything else, you'll find out after I'm gone.
I want to know now, Josh demanded.
What difference does it make? The life you want isn't the life I'm leaving behind. Find your own path. Find something you'd love to do and make it your life. Find a woman who lights up your world and hold on to her.
Josh folded his arms over his chest.
Like the waitress you're screwing lights up yours?
The anger came swift, heating his face and ears, making his weak heart thrash against his ribs. He clenched his left hand, trying to ignore the pain in his arm.
Watch it. You have no idea what you're talking about, or what she means to me.